You're holding Daf Hey Yomar Aleph from the bottom Gemara. Okay, in the last talk we ended off yesterday was just that Omar Rova Heinol the Yarmer Inshi. This is what people say: Zuze Lilola Lo Shchichi, or Zuz to find to buy something good, you don't find it. But at least Lo Shlit Shchiach, to hang it up means to lose it. It's easy. But that's what we said before, that when you give an oni money when his mama's desperate, so then it's too late. Like he's not going to get a good buy. The first thing he finds, he'll have to buy. So to lose the money to get a bad buy, that's easy. But to get a good buy on something, that's not so easy. You have to have money in advance. Now take it slow. Right, the pasuk says, "V'chora api voi bayoyimahu." Hashem is going to get angry at Klal Yisrael. V'yazavtim halivos v'istarti ponai mehem. He'll hold, he'll close his eyes from us. He'll hide himself from us. Here's Amar Rav Bradlo Bar Tevyumi. Amar Rav, that kol she'enoi behest upon him. Whoever is not the chlal at this klolo that Hashem says he's going to be hest upon him, is enoi mehem, he's not from Klal Yisrael. In other words, Hashem is hest now, after the churban of Beis HaMikdash, to the hest upon him from everybody in Klal Yisrael. And kol she'enoi bebohoye lechol, that it says the klolo also that the goyim will come and eat up our produce, is enoi also enoi mehem, is not from a chelik of Klal Yisrael. In other words, these klolos go upon us. Rashi says, "Ein lemehem mizera Yisrael dechsev v'starti ponim lehem." That Hashem says it's going to be a hest upon him after the Churban Abayis. And who adin v'hoyu lechol shoyv dekechovim shelulim memaynoi. That the goyim will come and grab away our money. So Gemara says, "Omru le rabbanon le rabba." So the rabbanon said to Rabba, "Mar loy behest upon him isa, for loy be v'hoyu lechol isa." They said to Rava, "You lechura, you're not a hest upon him. Like Hashem is close to you. And also, the goyim don't bother you. So, Churi, you see that you're a Jew, and you have these two in Yonim. There's no hest upon them by you, and the goyim don't come and bother you." Is Amalu, so Rav answered back and said, "No. Miyadisi kama mishadrona bitzina beshava malka. Do you know how much money I have to send privately to Shava Malka? Sif to say that the goyim take away my money also. I also have to pay them off." So Gemara says, "Afilu hochi, even so, yidvu bei rabbonin einayu." That the rabbonin like gave him an eye in horror. They looked at Rava and they had a question on him. So when the rabbonin look at you, something bad happens. So Gemara says, "Adahocha right away shoda devei shava malka." The king taka send a messenger or shliach to Rava, vegarvuha, and he took away all his nechassim. Rashi says, vegarvuha rashi sholuhu. They like made him, took away, but you, when you have a war, you take away the what they own. So the melech came and took away all that belonged to him. So an Omar, now Rava said, Haino de Tanya, this is what we learned. That Omar of Shimon ben Gamliel, Komokom shenosnu chachomim eneim, whenever the chachomim look at somebody, and like give an eye in horror, have something bad against you, is oimisa oyoni. Either because of that eye in horror that the chachomim look at you, either you'll die because of that, or else you become poor because of that. Like over here, the Rabbanan looked at Rava, and because of that, Rava became poor, like the Melech took away all his nechassim. Merce says, Pesach says, V'yonoichi haster aster pona b'yemu. After the churban of the Beis Hamikdash, there will be a hest upon him. Hashem is going to take a hest upon him. Is Omar Rava, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even though I'm going to hold hasper, meaning I'm going to hide myself from the Jews, the Shechin is not going to be openly amongst Klal Yisrael, but bechaloyim adaber boy. There'll be such a thing bechaloyim. As bechaloyim in a dream, Amol Hashem does come to tzadikim. So Rashi learns bechaloyim adaber boy b'yoyim hu kodayim b'yoyim v'loy b'layla. Only by day it has to put him, not by night time. Shemarim loy chaloyim. Hashem shows tzadikim in a chaloyim. They should daven for that thing. Rav Yosef said, "Yodoy netuya aleinu." That even though there's a hest upon him, Hashem like takes away, closes himself away from us, but still his hands are stretched out over to watch us. Shenamar pasuk says in Yeshayahu, "Uvitzel yodai kisisicha." That I'm stretching out my hands, I'm covering you. So there's still a yad Hashem. Hashem is still like watching us. Rav Yeshua ben Chananya. Have a kor bei keser. He was by the king. Bei keser he was. Ach v'le Yehu apikursa. There was a certain apikurus there. Rashi says, "Sheinu ma'amina madivri Chazal." He didn't believe in what Chazal say. Kogoyin Tzedukim. He was a Tzedukim. He was kafir in what Chazal say. So he was like waving to him in like sign languages. And he said to Rabbi Chanina like this. He said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania that Amo the Hadrinu morally afeminei, such a nation like you, Klai Yisrael, that Hashem took away his face like a hest upon him. So what's going to be with you? Like the Tzuki was making fun of Klai Yisrael. So Rabbi Yeshua like signed back and gave make a signal, signed back to him and said, "You should know still, Yodai Natu Yelenu. It's not true. There's not a complete test upon him. Hashem's hand is still stretched out over us. He's still watching us." Now the Maisa was Omale Kesel Rabbi Yeshua. So the king said to Rabbi Yeshua, "My Ach V'Lecho Ama." But this was by signal, it was language talking through signals, hand language. So the case of Rabbi Yeshua, what did this Apikoros show you? Like, what did he want from you? So he told him, and he said that Amo the Adrino Morali Ape Mine, like as if to say, like, you Jews, Hashem went away from you. So Yeshua said, you should know, the Ano Machinalei, but I showed back to him that no, Yodinatu Yolenu, Hashem is still with us, his hand is still stretched out over us, Hashem is still with us. So that was the Maisa of the king, that Rabbi Yeshua told the king what happened. So now they spoke to the Semin himself and said, "My achvis lay, like what did you signal to Rabbi Yeshua? What did you tell him?" So he said, "Amo the Adrino Mori Minei." I told him, like asking this question, like you Jews, like Hashem left you, what's the good of you? So they asked the Min, the Apikoros, "Oh my achvilecho, what did Rabbi Yeshua answer you back? What did he signal back to you?" So he said, "Lo yadano." In fact, I don't know. The Apikoros didn't know what he answered him. So Omru, so the Shliach said, "Gavra de lo yoda mai machvule b'mochug yichave kaima malka." Like such a person doesn't understand the sign languages. So what are you doing talking sign languages in front of the king? Like if you have the chutzpah to talk in front of the king, like you started up with Yeshua, you were the one that signaled him first. So if you don't understand it, how come you're doing this in front of the king? Savkua, they took this min, this Apikoros out, they cut Lu and they killed him. That was the Maisa. That the Apikoros was killed. When Yeshua ben Hananya was about to die, is Omrulei Rabbanan said, "Ma tehevi yalon mi Apikorosin." What's going to be with us now, Kleistel, against the Apikorosim? Because when you were alive, Bishchus you saw this just Maisa, the guy was killed. So the Apikorosim, like you took care of the Apikorosim. What's going to be now when you're going to die? Who's going to take care of the Apikorosim? We're afraid they'll be too strong over us. So Amalem and Yeshua answered back, "Of the Eitza Mibonim Nisrcho Chochmosim." Means when the counsel goes away from the young ones, it becomes Sircha, comes rotten, the Chochma from the older ones. That means Kivin She'ov the Eitza Mibonim. When it goes away, like tzaddikim, go away from Klai Yisrael, is right away nisrecho chochmosim in umas olam. The goyim also automatically lose their chochma, so you don't have to be afraid. Like Kozum and I was alive, so true there were apikursim starting up with you, but now when I'm going to die, you should know they won't start up with you anymore. Like when the tzaddikim go away, so adin is nisrecho chochmosim. The boy is saying another pasuk gives me ocha from here. The pasuk says, "Vayomer nisa v'nelcha v'yechol l'negdecha." But Yosef it says, "Let me go and I'll go l'negdecha in front of you." So Rashi says, "B'shava, I'll be shava to you." Now, when you have tzaddikim and klal Yisrael, big people, then there'll be big people amongst the goyim. But when the tzaddikim die, who are then? There won't be big people by the goyim either. Rabbi Ila had a solek bedarga. Rabbi Ila was going up the ladder to vei Rabbi Bashila by Rabbi Bashila's house. Shama liyanuka devi kokoris. He heard a kid saying over this pasuk that says ki hine yoitzer horim, that Hashem created the mountains, uvare ruach created the wind, umagid liyada masichay. Hashem tells a person what his talk is, and Omar he said like this, Rabbi Ila. That Eved Sherabai Magid Le Masichai, an Eved like a Jew, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears every word you see in Hashem by Din, will tell you of every word you said, is Takon Yeshna, do we have any hope? like Hashem is so medantic in every words we say, the Kur is not help for us. So Mora says, "My sicha." What does it mean that Hashem knows everything we talk? Is Amar Rav? Rav says, "Afilu sicha yisayra shebenishli yishtoi." Even the extra talk you talk to your wife about, even Mishas Tashmish, also Hashem is there, knows about it, and will tell you about it. Is Magidin leliyodim Mishas Misa, that they'll tell to you Mishas Misa the extra words you said. So Rashi says, sicha yisayra means divrei schoik shlefnei tashmish. That before you're with your wife, if you have divrei schoik laughing around, that mashmin is a tiny, you shouldn't have done it. And Hashem will have a tiny why you did it. We'll soon see. The Gemara says, Eini, it's not that way. The Levi says, you are supposed to have schoik with your wife beforehand. For Rav Kana, have a gani to say, parayu the Rav. The mice was Rav Kana, that was a Talmud of Rav, was sleeping under the bed, or not sleeping, was lying under the bed of Rav. He had the chutzpah in the daytime. He went in this Rebbe's house, Rav's house, and he stuck himself under the bed. The Shaman, he stood there till the night time. And at night time, where Rav was living with his wife, the Shaman, the Sach, the Tzochak, the Yosef Tzrochav. And he heard the way Rav was with his wife, and he was laughing with her, and then he had Tashmish with her. And Omar, so Rav Kana said, Domi Pume de Rav, command le toyim le tavshilei. Like the mouth of Rav sounds like he never tasted anything yet. Like it sounds like it was the first time he's living with his wife. Like he said a lot of divrei tzchaik, a lot of divrei ritzui. He spoke a lot of love, I says to his wife. So then the maaseh was at Omalei Kana. So Rav heard that Kana was there, and he told Kana, "Puk, go out of here, lavur chari. It's not nice that you're here." And the other Gemara says that in Brachas, the Gemara says that Rav Kana said, "It's Torah." I'm here for the purpose. I want to know how to do it. It's Torah. Everything is Torah, how to do it. So I'm here to learn how you're supposed to do it, even be with your wife also. That's why Rav Kana went there. But I call upon him, you see here, Rav, he did speak with his wife, Divrei Schoik, before he lived with her. So Mar says like Kasha, Kan did Tzorach L'Ritzuya, Hod L'Tzorach L'Ritzuya. If you have to get your wife in a good mood, she's not in a good mood yet, she doesn't like you yet, then you have to talk Divrei Ritzuya. You have to talk to her nicely, all different type of lashonos to make her feel happy with you, and then you have tashmish. But hod deloy tzarach ritzui, in the case where everything is going very good and you don't have to ritzui, it's there without the words, then there's in you not to talk b'shash tashmish. Right. Pasuk says, v'yimloi tishma'uha b'mistorim tifke nafshi mifnei geva. If you're not going to hear b'mistorim from the hidden things, tifke, you're going to cry, mifnei geva from geva. So Mar says, Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Ina, Mishmei the Rav, Mokim Yeshtel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mistorim Shmuel. There's a place that Hashem has, and that's called, that's Mistorim. There are secrets there, quiet, a private place. Hashem has Mistorim, and Mistorim has Seser, a private hidden place. My Mifnei Geva, what does the puzzle mean Mifnei Geva? Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok Mifnei Gavosan Shal Yisrael. That means, Shenitlo Mehen V'Nosan L'Yodik Echovim. That Hashem will take away the gaiva, the haughtiness of Klai Yisrael, and give it to the goyim. Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni yomah mifnei gavosin shomal chishemayim means out of the gaiyus that belongs to Hakadosh Baruch Hu by the malchus shemayim. For the Gemara, O miyuka bechiya kain Hakadosh Baruch Hu, does Hakadosh Baruch Hu himself cry? I v'amar apopo ein atzivus of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. There's no atzivus, there's no sadness by Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shenam and Apostik says. There's only oiz, strength, and chedv, and happiness by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and not bechi, and not crying. So Gemara says, "Lakasha is no kasha." Ha bebote gavoi, ha bebote broi. One's the inside house, and one's the outside house. And the inside house, all the way in, there is crying. And the outside one, there it's oiz vechedva. But says, "For tomorrow, bebote broi loy." But even on the outside house, where in the outside like there's no crying there. But see if the pasuk says, "Va'yikra Adoni Hashem tzavokas b'yemhu levchiyu lemispeid lekorcho lechogor sak." It says clearly that either by the Shem there was levchiyu lemispeid, there was crying in a spadim and the korcho lechagor putting on sacks. So Mor says, "Shani churban beis hamigdash." That's talking about at the time of the churban beis hamigdash. The afilo malchei sholaim bochli. The time Hashem had to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, that was different. At that time, they were crying. Even the Malchei HaSholem, even by close to Hashem, there was also B'chiyah crying there also. Shneimar HaPosuk says, Hein arelim suaku chutzu malchei sholim mar yivkoin. Like even the arelim, those malachim, and the malchei sholim is all mar yivkoin. They're all crying. So the zman, the base of meat, the korban abayis, that's different. But otherwise, Hashem cries in the hiddenly, but in the outside house, there's no b'chiyah, there's only oiz v'chedva. Right, the pasuk says, v'dima tidma, tears, and then a second time tears. V'atere d'ene dima, and our eyes will bring down tears. Ki nishpo edim Hashem, because the ed of Klal Yisrael was captured. Shomer Reb Leza, Sholesh Demoyes Alolo Lomu, what does the same pasuk say, three times crying, three tears? Achas HaMikdash Rishon, V'yachas HaMikdash Sheni, V'yachas Shal Yisrael Shagolim Im Koimam. The Klaus had to be Golah, had gone to Golah, go out of Eretz Yisrael. Not only did they lose the base of Mikdash, but also they had to go into Golah, leave Eretz Yisrael. V'yikad the army, and some say, Achas HaBitul Torah. They cried for the Bitul Torah. Now they could learn, versus Bishleim Laman Diyoma, Al Yisrael Shegolu, Hainu Disiv Kinishbu Edi Hashem. That's why it says they were captured. Captured means they went into Golus. It's good. Elu Laman Diyomra Bitul Torah, that they were crying because they couldn't learn Torah. My Kinishbu Edi Hashem. Where do we see Bitul Torah in the passage that says they were captured? So Gemara says, yes, Kivin Shegolu Yisram Koimon, Eilucha Bitul Torah Godum Izeh. Since Klal Yisrael, like, we had to go into capture, they were in captivity, they were out of Eretz Yisrael, so when you go away from your own homeland, that's the biggest bit of terror, they couldn't learn the same. Again, terror, Keteres Eretz Yisrael, when everything is b'sholem and peaceful, that's the way to really learn terror. And when you had to go into Golus, it's much harder then, so there was a bit of terror, the fact they had to go into Golus. Tana Rabbani, Shaloisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Boich Aleihem B'chol Yoyim. On three people Hashem cries every day. Al she'ev shalasek b'tera v'yen yoysik. Someone that has a good head and could learn Torah and doesn't learn Torah. So he's like wasting his time, Hashem cries about him. V'yal she'ev shalasek b'tera v'yoysik. Somebody that can't learn Torah and he spends the whole day just learning Torah, Hashem cries for him also. It's not the right thing to do. If you can't, you gotta do other things. Not that you shouldn't learn, but you have to do other things also. V'yal parnes ha'mizgol ala tzibur. A parn is a ruler over the tzibur that acts like gaiva, is too haughtiness. He acts like a big shot over the tzibur. That's very bad. Hashem cries about him. Rebbe having knockout Sefer Kinis. Rebbe was holding the Sefer Kinis in his hands. The Kukorah Bagaveh, he was reading the Sefer. Kimot alai psukr, he came to this posik. Hashlech mishamayim oretz. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down from Shemayim to the oretz. Certain things Hashem sends down to this world. So at that time when he read this pasuk, it says, Nofa min yodei, punkt that he read this pasuk, the Sefer Kinis fell from his hand. Is Omar. So he said like this, Rebbe said, Me'igra ram, lebira mikta. Like this pshan the pasuk also, that Hashem sends down in the Shemayim is even from so high up to so low down. Like even from my hand falling down to the ground, that's also one because Hashem was geyser. Anything that falls from a person's hands is a pshat that that's called Hashem is throwing it down. It's min Hashemayim that you're supposed to drop it now. That's also pshat this pasuk. Trashi kama gedoyla nefilazu en lecha gvoya bor amuka ki Hashemayim loretz. Right, Rebbe v'Rebbe Chia have ishakli v'yazli b'yurcha. They're both walking in the street. Kimot alu mas when they came into this city, Amr they said, they asked around, is there any Talmud Chacham in the city? Let's go visit him. Like if they went into a city, and if there's a Talmud Chacham there, let's go visit the Talmud Chacham. So they went to ask around to see if there's any Talmud Chacham there. They wanted to go visit him. Amri, so they said over, yes. There's a Talmud Chacham there, but you know he's blind. Menorim Naimhu. Is Omale Reb Chila Rebbe, so Reb Chila told Rebbe, Tivat, you sit here. Le Tazalzov Nisiyosecha. Like Rebbe was the Nosi, it's not nice for the Nosi to go to a blind person. So you sit here, and Ezel Ano Viyakabalat Piago myself. So the Maitre was no Takfur, Rebbe wanted to go very strong for Yozabadeh, he went with him. So they went together, Rebbe and Reb Chila. Kiavi, so they went to speak to this blind Talmud Chacham. After they got finished speaking, when they were leaving, Omalu, so a blind person said to them, Atem hekabaltem ponim hanirim v'yenim royim. like you came to visit me, that you could see me, but I can't see you. You should be zeichel to see the person that could see and it's not seen, which means Hashem. That's the bracha they gave back. And you should be zeichel to be able to see Hashem. That means that Hashem should see you, even though you can't see Hashem. So Rabbi Reb Chila liked this bracha and said, and so Rabbi said, like the Rabbi said, he's very happy he came. Because if I wouldn't have come, you would have stopped me from this bracha. Like Rabbi liked this bracha. So they said to the blind person, Miman Shemilcha, like how did you know to give such a bracha? Where did you hear this type of a bracha from? Whereas Rashi says, Shekol kach gedola hakabolas ponim. Like, how do you know it's so great, this mitzvah? No, forget. Like, the bracha was that since you were zeichah to do this mitzvah, Kabbalah spun him, you should be zeichah to see Hashem also. So he asked him, how do you know this? How do you know from this mitzvah of being mekabel, of visiting the Talmud Chacham, you're zeichah to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to mekabel pnei Hashem? How do you know this? Who'd you hear this from? So he said back, Mipirka the Rabbi Yaakov Shmili, heard it from the learning of Rabbi Yaakov, to Rabbi Yaakov Ish Kvachitoi, Rabbi Yaakov this came from the city Kvachitoi, Heavy Makpalakpe the Rabbi Kol Yoima. He used to go visit his Rabbi every day. Kikash, when he got older, Omalei Loinitstar Amar. So the Rabbi told him, "You're too old now. Don't bother. Don't come to me anymore." The Loyochumal, it's very hard for you to come to me. Omalei answered back, "Mizutas are so small. My dechzibu rabbonin. What the pasuk says about being mavaker, seeing Talmid Chachamim. Vayichi Yoid Lonetzach Loyiru Ashachas." Ki yirach hachomim yemaisu. The what that you'll live a long life. Why? Ki yirach hachomim yemaisu. If you'll see talmid chachomim when they die. So Rabbi Yaakov said like this. Uma horoye chachomim. Pimisoson yichye madich. If you see a talmid chachomim shas is dying, you're going to have an arichas yomim. You'll be live long. Vechayeye malachas kama bekama. For sure. If you go see a talmid chachomim when he's alive, avad will have a bracha. You live long. So it's a tremendous zach to see a talmid chachomim. But the Rav Ido, Avu, the Rav Yaakov, Bar Idi, have a Rogel, they have a Ozo, Tlosa, Yarche, Birche. He used to go learn in Yeshiva, but it used to take him 3 months to get to the Yeshiva. V'chad Yoyma B'vei Rav. And one day he used to spend learning in the Yeshiva. And then he spent, for Shetzer, 3 months coming back home. So the kids, he spent a half a year traveling, just to learn one day. The Rabbanan there called this person Bar Beirav. They called him a Talmud Chacham of one day. You're a Talmud of one day. Bar Beirav the Chad Yoyma. You're a Talmud of one day. So Cholash Daite, he felt very bitter. Like they're making fun of me. I'm a Talmud of one day only. So Kori Anavshe Schoik L'Riyeyu Eya. Like they're making fun of me. Like I'm the laughter of town now. Omale Rabbi Yechlin. Rabbi Yechlin said no. The Metusim Minoch Loitanish Le Rabbonin. Rabbi Yechon told this person, don't put the Rabbonin to punishment. In other words, the Rabbonin, they make you feel bad now, they're doing an Avera like, and they're going to be punished because of it. So Rabbi Yechon told this to Rabbi Di here, please don't make the Rabbonin be punished because of you. So the Maestro was Rabbi Yechon, not for Rabbi Yechon, but Joshua. So now Rabbi Yechon went to the base of Medrash to talk to the Rabbonin there. For Dorish and Darshan like this, the Potsuk says, that it says every single day they came to be Deras Hashem. Why only by day, not by night? Whoever learns Torah even just one day of the whole year, it's as if you sat and learned Torah the whole year. So, don't make fun of this Talmud here. He's spending a half a year to get to Yeshiva for one day, it's Kedai. If you learn one day really Lishmo the way you're supposed to, one day you learn the way you're supposed to, it's Kilo you learn the whole year. V'chein b'midas peronius, the same with the opposite way, by doing an Avera. Still the Pasuk says, b'mispar hayomim asher tartim esoretz, that the days that the Meraglim checked out Eretz Yisrael, k'neged that they got years in the Midbar. The Kashriz v'chi aboyim shona chotu, did it take them 40 years to check out Eretz Yisrael? They only checked out the Meraglim, only spent 40 days checking out Eretz Yisrael. So how come they got 40 years for every day they got a year punishment? And the loim lacha to teach us that kol oiver aveira filu yemechel b'shana. Whoever does an aver even just one day of the year, malo l'bakosir kilu ovar kol hashana kula. It's considered as if the whole year you've been doing an averus. That's a pshat. Every day the Meraglim did an Avera, it's considered like a whole year worth of an Avera. So they did 40 days worth of an Avera, 40 days. The punishment back was 40 years. Right. Ezel Kotin, so the corporate of this Gemara, where Yeshiva said, I'm all of a kid, has to travel far away to go to Eretz Yisrael, to go to Adatan Yeshiva to learn better. He's traveling back and forth, it's Kedai. If he could learn better there, his pshat was, in his own town he couldn't learn. That was the only yeshiva he could learn. So he had to travel for 6 months to be in yeshiva one day, it was worth it. Fact is, but about it, if he could learn home, it wouldn't have been better. Yeah. Then again, the Mishnah said that a kotin is part of mother's riyah. But in his kon shegila chinuch, he has a chiyuv. What age is it called the Gila Chinuch? So the Machlokes Beisham and Beisul in the Mishnah. Beisham, I said, it's enough to say, Kol Sheina Yochol Irkav HaKseifei. He has to be so young that even on a piggyback ride, he can't go to Yerushalayim, from Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash. But if he's old enough to ride on his father's back, to get a ride up to the Beis HaMikdash, then there's a Chiyuv Olos Regel. That was Beishamai. And Beisul said no. He has to be old enough that the father has to give him a hand, and he can walk with his father from Yerushalayim up to the Beis HaMikdash. But the shear is from Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara asks, Maskev lo Rav Zeira, Ad hocha man asya. Like, why is the shear from Yerushalayim up to the Beis HaMikdash? Who brought him to Yerushalayim? Shrashi, Ad hocha man asya. Ad Yerushalayim evi. Who brought the kid to Yerushalayim? Like, Nistam, we're talking about they live far away. The whole Eretz Yisrael, you have to come to be a regular. From Tveria, from Bnei Brak. So who brought him to Yerushalayim even? Voloi mishu yocha liyais. If he can leave his mother, go without his mother, for sure he's old enough to hold hands and walk. So how is the pshat here that he came up here without his mother? So Gemara answers like this. The mother also has the chiyuv to go to Yerushalayim at least, because she's also in the midst of a samachta b'chagecha. And his man, the Beis HaMikdash, was Kayim. The Yikah Mitzvah Simcha was to eat the basar of a Korban Shlamim, which is Kotshim Kalim. And the halacha of Kotshim Kalim is you're only allowed to eat the meat in Yerushalayim. So therefore, since ladies are also Mechuyiv in the Mitzvah Simchas Yomtiv, his man, the Beis HaMikdash, they are called upon him how to go up to Yerushalayim. So therefore, the mother went to Yerushalayim. So the mother Taka took the kid, held the kid, and brought her up to Yerushalayim. Now the father, the man, has the chiyuv to be on the regal from Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's Beisham Mashir, that if the kid is old enough that the father can give him a ride on the shoulders and the kid will go up to the Beis HaMikdash, then there's a Chiyuv Chinuch to bring him up. After they got to Yerushalayim, so the mother doesn't go further now. The mother just has the right to stay in Yerushalayim and eat the Korban Shlamim, but only the father has to go up. So now when the father goes up, it's without the mother. This is Beisilu Shita. That if the kid is old enough to hold the hand of the father and to walk from Yerushalayim up to the Beis HaMikdash, there's a chiyuv. V'ilay potter. And if not, if he can't walk up yet, he's potter for the mitzvahs to be on the regal. Hoshiv Rebbe Tachas Beisilu. Rebbe answered back in the place of Beisilu. That the divrei Beishamai, according to Beishamai, the pasuk says, "Vechana loy also." Chana did not go up to other regal. Piomro liisha, she said to her husband, "Ad yigomel anar Rabbi Yosef." She wants to wait till Shmuel becomes old enough, and then she'll bring her to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, for Shmuel, the yochel lekavak seifa shalavu hevi. Shmuel was zicher old enough that he was able to go and ride on his father's shoulders, and still, Chana did not bring him up. So it's a kasha on Beis Hillel, a kasha on Beis Shammai. You, Beis Shammai, say the chiyuv chinuch is when the kid can even take a ride on the father's shoulders to go up. There's the chiyuv to take him up. So how come Chana didn't let Shmuel go up to the Beis HaMikdash? So Amalei Avua, so to guess to be Abaya, Amalei Abaya, Abaya says back here is no raya. Well, the time of Hebrew, according to you, Beis Hillel is also a kasha. Tikshalo Chana Gufa. There's a kasha on Chana herself. Mila in the Chayva Besimcha. How come Chana didn't go to Yerushalayim?
Like we said before, Noshim al-Mukhoyiv mitzvah simcha. The Samachta b'chagecha. So as man the base of Midrash, simcha is to eat from the korban, eat to the meat of the Basha Shlamim. So how come she didn't go up to eat to the meat of the korban Shlamim? Elu, what do you have to say? Chana mifankusa yeserta chazi baby Shmuel. Chana saw that Shmuel is very sick. He's a big mefunek, even though he was old a little bit. Rashi says Yigomu means l'soiv chav dalut chodesh shekein tinik yonik. It was the end of 2 years. Mishnah Rishonu Yochel Ilka Val Tzeifoy. I mean, here we're talking about it's 2 years old already. Since it's 2 years old already, for sure a kid 2 years old could take a rod on the father's shoulders. So still you see, Chana did not take him up to Yerushalayim. So it's a kashan beishamashita. It's according to you, beishamai. If you're old enough to run on your father's shoulders, you should go up. So how come Chana didn't take her up? So Gemara says back, no, it's a kashan you beisil also. That true, you want to say he wasn't able to walk, but why didn't Chana go up? The Torah says Chana saw that Shmuel was a big mefunik, means he was very delicate, and she had to take good care of him. The baby Shmuel lechusha diyocha, and she was very afraid to take Shmuel up to Yerushalayim. There'll be a chusha; he'll get sick on the road. So therefore, mishum sakonas nefashos, she did not take Shmuel up. That's why Chana stood home. So the kids from this place, you have no raya. Could be taka lachus like beishamai. A normal kid when he could ride on his father's shoulders, maybe there is a chiv to be on the regal. But here by Shmuel.